Carbon Blueprint. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. America's wetlands, ecological treasure troves of biodiversity, keys to carbon storage, water purification, erosion control, and fish production. During the last century, over half the wetlands in North America, Europe, China, and Australia have disappeared at the hands of humans. A study out of UC Berkeley shows that often the only way to restore wetlands to their original quality is not to destroy them in the first place. But what about the long-established practice of wetland restoration? You know, destroy a natural wetland area through land development and build a new man-made wetland to take its place. Sounds like a fair trade-off, but the authors of this study show there may be some serious flaws in that logic. They say a restored wetland may look natural, but it can take hundreds of years before it accumulates the plant varieties and carbon resources of the original it was meant to replace. On average, a restored wetland is 25% less productive than a natural one, and in colder climes as much as 50% less. Even after more than 50 years, the theory that we can create wetland ecosystems as effectively as nature may be all wet. The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation. Federally sponsored research brought to you by you. Learn more at nsf.gov.